Well, congratulations. What a close finish.
Yeah, I think it was the same route for everybody in the jump off. So there was, you know, I'm also got a big stride. And yes, good result for me to start with.
What were you thinking, sort of, as you were watching the others going around with half a second to spare?
I thought it was, you know, it was very close. It was always going to be around that time because there was nowhere you could win it, really. I mean, if you went inside to the vertical, I think the double took a lot of jumping, and it showed that with the people that went inside to the first vertical had the double. So I don't think that was really on, to be honest.
You went at round it, did you?
Yeah, I went round and maybe rode for second or third and ended up winning, so it's good.
What are your thoughts about the whole poignancy of the trophy?
Definitely, you know, Michael done a lot for the sport, and you know, for me to win it, it's good. You know, you can go in there not trying, really.
Does it mean anything to be the first one to win it?
I don't know if it means anything, but it's nice to win it, and in his memory, you know, it's really good, you know, and I rode the best I could to try and win it, so.
How do you feel about the Horse of the Year show in general? What's it like to ride here as a sort of British rider?
Yeah, it's good, you know. It's good for the sponsors and good for my owners to come. Just a bit short on tickets.
Oh. What about what's next for you following on from this week?
Well, now we have another class, the Fox Hunter, which is a big class in the calendar year. And it's a nice class for a young horse to win. I do have a very, very good one in it with a very good chance of winning. So that's the next class.
Could be a brilliant week. Great
I hope
day.
So. Yeah, good day.
Fantastic day. And after this show?
I go to a show in France called St. Lo, and then I go to Liège. And I'm also moving house, so that's up until Christmas. That's really what we're going to do.